The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 87. I guess the rain came down hard for most of the night, because when I did finally wake the next morning, I was fairly well submerged. My face was still out of the water, but that was more or less it, and my body had started to sway a bit with the current. That was probably what had wakened me in the first place. Or perhaps it was the shouting. All the rest of them were running about and shouting. I couldn't believe the amount of rain that had fallen in so short a time. Everything was being washed away. Everyone from both of our parties was running around frantically trying to hold on to stuff. All of our gear was in the process of being swept away in a torrent of rainwater. I could see Corinne and Audrey trying to hang on to their tent. Jocelyn and Alvy were chasing a backpack that was floating away. Hobie was trying to control the panicking camels, and Tiffany and Roger were each wrestling with some other sodden gear. This has the makings of a disaster, I thought to myself as I stood up and watched my blankets be borne away on the tide. I was still half asleep, and it seemed like a dream, a very moist dream. After a moment or two of contemplation, I decided that it was time for me to pitch in, and I sloshed my way over to Corinne to help her with her tent. After some time struggling to pile our equipment up on the tops of the city walls, we finally clambered up after it and attempted to catch our collective breath. The rain had stopped and the sun had come out. As we sat there drying out, we picked through our belongings to see what was ruined. Everyone seemed quite miserable. But there was quite a lovely rainbow, and for some odd reason I felt happy. I couldn't help but notice, as I looked over at her, how spectacular Corinne looked, with her wet hair pushed back behind her ample ears. Maybe it is something I should not reveal, but I like a woman with large ears. It is a bit of a thing with me. As she sat there, spreading her sodden notes out, page by page on the wall, in order to dry, I was seized, once again, by the urge to kiss her. I leaned over towards her, and she stopped her page-drying activities and looked up at me. I paused. After all, this woman had shot at me and punched me in the face. We were now sitting atop a wall. Did I want to embrace the fate of old Humpty Dumpty? What would be her reaction now? Something in her face, and perhaps the glow of her ears in the sun, made me lose my reluctance. I leaned the rest of the way in and kissed her.